I'm Andrew Yang, and I'm running for president of the United States.
I am going to run for president.
I like Joe Biden a lot. He was a wonderful vice
president. She's
sort
of Biden without the baggage, so to speak.
Elizabeth Warren is the best of both worlds. She's smart.
I like Biden.
I'm absolutely confident if there is a large vote.
It's time for a change. Dream big, fight hard, and win.
I'm Katie Kingsbury, and I oversee the editorial board of The New York Times. For more than a century, one of the highest privileges of the board has been endorsing a presidential candidate. Historically, the board has published their decision after intense, off-the-record interviews with candidates behind closed doors. But this year, for the first time in our history, we're breaking our own rules and bringing you with us. From the New York Times opinion section, welcome to The Choice. Unlike a board of directors or trustees, the Times editorial board is made up of 14 opinion journalists who are experts in their respective subject matters.
I'm Brent Staples, and I write about politics, culture, race, education, economics, a whole range of things.
Janine Interlandi, and I write about health and science.
I'm Serge Schmaman, and I write about foreign affairs.
Alex Kingsbury, I cover issues about technology, politics, foreign policy, and the military.
I'm Michelle Cottle, and I cover national politics.
I'm Binya Applebaum, and I write about economics and business for the editorial board.
I'm Jesse Wegman, and I write about the Supreme Court and legal issues.
My name is Mara Gay, and I cover New York.
I'm Nick Fox, and I write and edit a variety of editorials.
I'm Lauren Kelly. I cover women and reproductive rights.
I'm John Broder, and I edit just about everything.
I'm Aisha Harris, and I'm an editor and writer covering culture and society.
I'm Jim Dow. I'm the deputy editorial page editor, and I run the op-ed section.
I'm Charlie Worzel, and I write about the way technology is changing the world.
We're in the opinion section at the Times, which means we're completely separate from its news-gathering operation. The newsroom's mission is to present the world as it is, and ours is to present the world as it should be. While our missions are separate, we operate within the same standards needed for accuracy, clarity, and fairness. We've been publishing our choice for the highest office since 1860. In those divided times, we encouraged voters to embrace a tall Republican named Abraham Lincoln. The board comes to its decisions by doing something very few in America get a chance to. We sit down with each candidate by themselves for over an hour and ask them any question we want. It's safe to say that before these interviews started, we as a board had no clue whom we'd endorse. No clear choice had emerged out of the primary debates, and we were eager to figure out the best candidate for the Democrats. We wanted to know who would be the most effective president, with the temperament and character best suited for the job. But we also know the biggest question on the minds of many Democratic voters is who can beat Donald Trump. Voters have a lot to think about. The 2020 election is beginning in the shadow of voter suppression, election hacking, presidential impeachment, not to mention frightening climate change and escalating foreign conflicts. So we believe voters deserve total transparency as they make their decision as to who should run against Donald Trump. So every day for the next 2 weeks, we'll release an intimate interview with a different Democratic candidate, away from their press secretaries and chiefs of staff.
You are not allowed.
Oh, I'm not.
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
You'll hear us ask the critical questions about their pitch to the American people.
How can you win the Democratic nomination, let alone the presidency, without the support of Black voters?
And their strength as a candidate.
And I'm the only one that has support across the spectrum of every single element of the Democratic Party.
And get the answers they never have time to give on the debate stage.
And nobody does well at this question.
Yeah, I can imagine. Nobody ever wants to answer this, probably.
We'll also be releasing a supplementary episode every day that takes you inside the board's deliberations and reactions after the candidate's visits.
I don't want to go as far as today he lied, but he just evaded your question.
He might have lied. When he said there was no...
And after every candidate comes to see us, we'll sit down as a board for a final debate to discuss whom the Times should give its endorsement to.
His values are in the right place. I just don't see how he makes the case for being a national leader.
And at the end of our series, you'll hear our final decision. Listen to our arguments for and against, but ultimately, make the choice for yourself. Join us on Monday for the first endorsement interview with Senator Bernie Sanders.
What I do today, now you may like it, you may not like it. Ain't going to change when I get to the White House. And I see that as an advantage. People know who I am, what I stand for. Some like it, some don't.
And if you want to watch how we did all this, check out the January 19th episode of The Weekly on FX or Hulu after that. This is The Choice. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
The Choice is produced by At Will Media. Mitch Bluestein, Molly Socha, Ashley Taylor, and Rachel Leitner, with help from Michelle Mason. Mixing by Lauren Gardner and original music by Allison Leighton Brown. Special thanks to Tyson Evans from The New York Times. Our executive producers are Will Malnati from At Will Media and Phoebe Lett from The New York Times. Finally, we want to hear from you. Please rate and review us on the Apple Podcasts app. It'll help more voters find the show.